Good morning, everybody. It is 7 a.m. How are y'all doing this morning? This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neo Gentrix. And it is the 7th of July. How are you guys doing? We're going to pick up where we left off in the nutrition factor with the next topic, which would be cooking fats and oils. Now, in the last episode, we covered what fats were. And in this episode, I'm going to cover different cooking fats and oils and whether they're unsaturated, monounsaturated, or even saturated fats, okay? And from what we do know already, cooking fats and oils are made up of those fatty acids in different proportions, okay? I'm going to give a quick breakdown of the information that I have for them. That way you know what they are, okay? And other than the fact that generally oils and fats have a high proportion of saturated fat, they are less healthy than those that have higher poly and monounsaturated fats in them, okay? And as you already know, polyunsaturated fats can help lower your cholesterol. Omega-3 polyunsaturated fats can help protect against heart disease. Omega-6 fatty acids may help with growth and brain functions, whereas monounsaturated fats can also help lower cholesterol if they replace saturated fats, okay? They also decrease the risk of breast cancer and rheumatoid arthritis pains as well. So, here's a quick tip as we continue on. Generally, choose cooking oils and fats with a low saturated fat and a good mix of mono and polyunsaturated fats. Okay? I can give you a few, but not a whole lot. Alright, so one thing I want you to consider here is the smoke point. The smoke point of an oil or fat is the temperature at which it starts to burn and degrade, okay? Oils and fats with higher smoke points are more suited to frying foods than those with lower smoke points, which are more suited for cold use, such as salad dressings and such, okay? Fat type proportions and smoke points vary for the same type of oil depending on how it is processed and produced, okay? Also, how oil is stored and used also affects its quality, as oil can be reused, especially in deep frying, for example. They degrade, okay? When not in use, most oils should be kept cool in a tight container out of direct sunlight for maximum longevity. For these reasons, you know, it's the only way I can think of that you can keep it fresh. Okay? So just a quick list of some of the common cooking oils and their fats, okay? Beef fat has a moderate level of saturated fats. It's about 50-50. Coconut oil has a high amount of saturated fat, so it depends on what you do with it, but it does have a good chunk of unsaturated fats. Another high one is ghee and palm kernel oil. Below that is butter, but everyone knows that. Cocoa butter, palm oil, pork fat, chicken fat, for lack thereof, and rice bran oil. The ones that have the lower saturated fat content would be, it's still chicken fat. Chicken fat does not have a lot, but it does have some, a good some. Corn maize oil, hemp oil, cotton seed oil, extra virgin olive oil, peanut ground nut oil, rapeseed, which is canola oil, safflower oil, sesame seed oil, soybean oil, and sunflower oil. Those are all lower in saturated fats and higher in unsaturated fats. So those are all healthier for you. Okay? When it comes down to it, different fats, like I said before, have different levels of saturated and unsaturated fats. Okay? And similar to lard or pork fat, beef fat was once common in Britain cuisine, although now has been mostly replaced by healthier vegetable oils. Beef fat is still sometimes used for frying fish and chips, making Yorkshire puddings and beef gravy, and amongst other things, like dripping. The solidifying fat left over from roasting beef was traditionally spread on bread as a substitute for butter and margarine, often with added salt. Beef fat has a high smoke point, though. Okay? Next would be butter. Used widely in cooking for frying, baking, and as a spread, butter is considered a staple food in many countries. Okay? It is most common made by cow's milk, although it can be produced from milk of other mammals, like goats, buffalo, etc. It being derived from animal sources, such as dairy. Okay? Butter is high in saturated fats, and it's often salted to improve the flavor when used as a spread. It's not suitable for vegan diets. All right? Many people substitute margarine for butter, believing it's more healthier. However, not all margarines are created equal. Be careful to choose what margarines that contain no hydrogenated or trans fats that have a low saturated fat content. Otherwise, butter may as well be. Otherwise, the butter may well be better for you. Okay. Going back a step here, I mentioned it before, but the beef fat smoke point is 275 degrees Celsius or 550 Fahrenheit, and it's predominantly saturated fat. Whereas butter is, its smoke point is 175 Celsius, 350 Fahrenheit, and it's predominantly saturated fats, okay? Next is one of the good fats, which would be chicken fat, okay? Its smoke point is 205 degrees Celsius or 400 degrees Fahrenheit. It's a monosaturated fat, mostly. Despite being an animal fat, chicken fat contains more monosaturated fats than saturated. Nevertheless, chicken fat is still relatively high in saturated fats compared to some vegetable alternatives. It is used for its flavor to make chicken stock, mostly. And it, in turn, is used in soups, sauces, and gravies. It can be rich source of omega fatty acids, especially omega-6, as animal fat is not suitable for vegetarian or vegan diets. Which brings up cocoa butter. I've heard a lot of things about it. It can be used for a lot of different things, but as far as eating it, it is high in saturated fat. It's used to make chocolate. It's extracted from the cocoa bean, and it contains high levels of saturated fat. Although, there is the same amount of fat in both dark and milk chocolate. Dark chocolate contains more antioxidants and it's less sweet. Therefore, usually eating it in smaller quantities is usually healthier. I'm going to follow that up with coconut oil, okay? Its smoke point isn't as high as a couple of the last ones. It's extracted from the flesh of the coconut, the seed of the coconut palm tree. Coconut oil is very, very high in saturated fats. However, despite its high saturated fat content, it's not unhealthy. It's one of those few, okay? Unlike saturated fats from animal sources that are made up of predominantly long chains of LCT, the type of saturated fat associated with health problems and weight gain, coconut oil has a high proportion of medium chains of MCT, which is the triglycerides I mentioned before. They are lighter and more soluble than the LCTs, and are not digested by the body. They are directly absorbed into the bloodstream and are not stored as body fat. So the body can process these a lot better and use them for instant energy or as an alternative for glucose. Okay? On that note, since my family is also from the Caribbean, more or less, I can honestly say that the coconut oil is also used in curries and a lot of other dishes as well as Southern Asia, especially in Thai food, and it's really, really good. So... Next would be corn maize. Relatively low in saturated fats and a good source of omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids. Okay, corn maize. Corn oil is a popular choice for cooking. Furthermore, it tends to be inexpensive, and due to its high burn and smoke point, though, it's commonly used for fried foods, especially deep frying fat foods. Next would be cottonseed oil. It's common in many foodstuffs. From salads and mayonnaise to many processed foods, especially here in the U.S. It's inexpensive to use as an alternative to a lot of other oils, and it's traditionally the main component of Crisco vegetable shortening, for those who are interested, okay? Next is ghee, for those who haven't really heard of it. It's a type of clarified butter. commonly used in and associated with the cuisine in the Indian subcontinent. Its quality can be considerably deepened on the type of butter used and the method usually, and unlike regular butter, ghee does not need to be refrigerated. It has a long shelf life, and especially if it's kept airtight. It's got a higher overall fat content than butter and higher levels of saturated fats, however, and that's the downside to that one. Next is hemp oil. Boasting low saturated fats and high levels of omega-6 fatty acids, it is a healthier choice. Due to its low smoke point, and hemp oil is not usually suited for frying foods, but it does have a nutty taste. It can be ideal for salads, though. The quality of hemp oil is extracted from the hemp seeds by cold press, so if you're interested about that, as you know, cold press is usually healthier. It means that the crushing of the seeds at an ambient temperature, a heavily processed hemp oil loses all its natural flavor and becomes, it has beneficial qualities as a result. Next is the all-in-favored olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. It's predominantly monounsaturated fat, so it's usually healthier. Associated with the Mediterranean, usually, but now commonly available everywhere else, it's known as the healthiest alternative to many, many other types of cooking oils and fats. It's rich in vitamin E and other compounds known to help protect against certain diseases and can be beneficial to your cholesterol levels. It is often considered to be a premium oil due to its high price. There's virgin, extra virgin olive oils. They offer the best health benefit as they are less refined than light and extra light varieties. Okay. And the quality and flavor of olive oil depends on similar conditions to wine and the variety of olives that they use. So the climate, the region, method of cultivation, you know, how they harvest it. Basically, extra virgin olive oil has a low smoke point, and it's not usually used for frying foods, but it can be, okay? But keep in mind, it does burn easy. I know we're moving a little quick here, but I just want to make sure I cover all these fats and oils in this one podcast if I can, okay? Next is palm kernel oil, okay? It is extracted from the kernel of the oil palm tree. It shares similar qualities, but is not the same as palm oil, which is extracted from the oil palm fruit. The palm kernel oil is high in saturated fats, and due to its low price and high smoke point, it is used frequently in fast food and commercial cooking. So if you want to know why your food tastes that way, that's usually why. The palm oil, on the other hand, is commonly used in tropical countries for cooking, especially Africa, Southeast Asia, parts of South America as well. Now keep this in mind. Natural palm oil is rich red color, also as it contains high levels of beta carotene, although it is often processed to remove a lot of the color because it's usually like a clear color. Keep this in mind. When it's processed like that, chances are it's not going to be as healthy as it originally was. And though it comes from the same tree as the palm kernel oil, it is significantly lower in saturated fats in comparison to its alternative, but it still has a good sum, okay? Next is your favorite peanut oil. It is commonly used in Chinese cooking. Peanut oil is derived from refining, well, peanuts. Usually in the West, commercially available, the peanut oil has been through a rigorous refining process, and I mean rigorous, which removes all allergens from the oil so that such oil is usually safe for people to use, especially those with peanut allergies, but for the sake of allergies, they recommend that you don't. However, cold-pressed peanut oil, a less refined alternative, can be potentially more dangerous to peanut allergy sufferers than the rigorously refined one. Next would be your pork fat. While not extremely high in saturated fats, it does contain a good sum of it, and it's considered lard, that's its other name. It was traditionally used as a cooking fat or an alternative to butter in similar ways to beef fat or dripping. It's less frequently used today as healthier vegetable alternatives are usually preferred. However, lard is still used in parts of Europe for flavoring by some cooks because they like the flavor and, you know, with all fats derived from animal sources, lard is relatively high in saturated fats, like I mentioned before, has a higher proportion of monounsaturated fats as well. And as an animal fat, it's not suitable for vegetarian or vegan diets, unlike chicken. I want you to keep that in mind. I'm going to take a short break, and then I'm going to come back. Now, don't laugh when you hear the name of the next one. The next one is canola oil, also known as rapeseed oil. Oilseed rape is a member of the Brassica family plants. It also includes cabbage, broccoli, turnips, and mustard. The word rape is derived from the Latin word turnip, for those who are interested. And while only 7% saturated fat, it is considered one of the healthiest types of culinary oils available. Now, canola oil also has a relatively high concentration of omega-3s and 6 fatty acids. In the UK, it has become trendy over recent years, with increasingly large parts of the countryside taking up growing the same seed, the rapeseed oil. Is often a key ingredient of the generically termed vegetable oil in the UK due to its unfortunate name. No comment. In North America, we usually refer to it as just canola oil. The name derived from the cultivator of the rapeseed plant. Unfortunately, most people don't like that name, so a lot of people don't know that that's what it's originally called. Next is rice bran oil, extracted from the husk of rice. It's commonly used for Asian cooking, especially in Chinese and Japanese dishes. It is a rich in complex compounds, which is a good balance of both mono and polyunsaturated fats. And it's known to be beneficial to your health. It may help to also lower your blood cholesterol. So rice bran oil does, however, contain 25% saturated fats, but it's not a lot. And oil has a high smoke point, so it's ideal for frying foods and stir fries. With that, that brings me to safflower oil. It comes from the seeds of the safflower plant, which resembles a thistle with a yellow flower. There are two main types of safflower plants, and one that contains mainly monounsaturated fats and one that contains mainly polyunsaturated fats. The polyunsaturated version is the one that's more beneficial to health and is most commonly used for cooking, despite its long history. Dating back at least as far as the ancient Egyptians, the plant and oil are not common, although there has been a renewed interest in it in the last couple of years, so it's starting to show up in the stores again. Next is one that's all too familiar with a lot of people, sesame oil. It's used as a cooking oil, flavor enhancer, especially in South India, China, and Korea, as well as some parts in Asia. It is extracted from the sesame seeds. It's relatively low in saturated fats and has a good mix of mono and polyunsaturated fats with high levels of omega-6 fatty acids. And it can be a valuable source of vitamin E, so keep that in mind. Alright, time for the last two. Soya bean oil. It's extracted from the beans of the soybean. Oil accounts for around 80% of all commercial oils used in the world and around a third of all edible oils worldwide. It is commonly hydrogenated and used in a variety of processed foods. And with that being said, the hydrogenated oil has more saturated fats than the unhydrogenated version, so keep that in mind. It is usually used in baking in the production of commercial and processed foods. That's why they have that weird taste to them. Or, in some foods, no taste at all. And the last one is sunflower oil. It is produced by pressing sunflower seeds. Sunflower oil contains only 10% saturated fats and a high proportion of polyunsaturated alpha-linolenic acid, which is basically your omega-6s. Sunflower oil is versatile. It has a high burn and smoke point, though, and is relatively inexpensive, especially in the West. Commercial sunflower oil has become more widely used in recent years, especially in the production of potato chips. So it's just used for its flavoring. It's not really good for frying, okay? Also, there are two others left. I'm going to go ahead and cover them now, which would be vegetable oil and margarine. Vegetable oil is a generic term used to derive cooking oils derived from vegetable sources. It is generally lower in saturated fats than animal-based fats and oils, and it's commonly used for frying foods, baking, and other cooking. As vegetable oil is often a blend of different types of oils, it's not possible to determine the ratio of the different types of fats that's in it. As the labels on different vegetable oil products may give some clue to the types of oils used and their relative fat contents, In the UK, rapeseed oil is often labeled as vegetable oil. Just a heads up. Okay. Lastly, margarine. It's typically used as a substitute for butter, for spreading on bread and then baking. And there are many different brands of margarine containing different blends of oils and fats. With that being said, I would recommend you avoid buying any margarine with trans or hydrogenated fats, as these are particularly bad for you, especially in high quantities. And research has suggested that margarine contains plant sterols and stanols, and can help to reduce blood cholesterol by as much as 10%. Therefore, they may be beneficial to some people, but not everybody. Such margarines may not be suitable for kids, though, like I mentioned before, so you need to read your labels. I know a lot of people don't want to, but you have to. So you need to know what you're eating if you don't intend to gain 20, 30 pounds within the next week. Alright, so with that brings an end to all the oils and fats. Again, I thank you guys for listening, and have a great rest of your day.